Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. As for each of the presidents of the Conference on Disarmament this year and previous years, I wish to assure you of the full cooperation of my delegation to pursue the good functioning of our body and our work. We have just adopted the reports of the subsidiary bodies, which is a positive step, for we take up our work again in 2025 and recall that our conference was able to agree by consensus to ensure continuity between 2024 and 2025, and also looking back, taking account of previous efforts of the CD. Here I wish to thank Ireland, in particular Ambassador Noel White and his team, for the way in which they conducted our work, which allowed us to adopt the reports of the subsidiary bodies pursuant to the programme of work for 2024. I'd also like to thank the five coordinators, not only for the work accomplished in 2024, but also for having been good enough to accept to continue to coordinate the work of these groups in 2025. President, as several representatives have said before me, this conference does not work in a way which is disconnected from the degraded security context, which has an impact on our security, non-proliferation and disarmament architecture. Several times my delegation has underscored the extent to which the aggression by Russia against Ukraine has been a factor of destabilization with a direct impact on the activities of this conference and the exercise by the conference of its mandate. We shall continue to raise this point as long as the aggression persists. My delegation has expressed its concerns on the proliferation programs conducted by Iran and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, which are members of this conference. And Iran was, in addition, a president this year. France shall continue to express its views on the proliferation crisis, which has a direct impact on the conduct of our work. Last October, in the First Committee and here in this body, my delegation has condemned the terrorist attack conducted by Hamas against Israel on the 7th of October 2023. We have called for the liberation of hostages, including several French nationals. We have recalled Israel's right to legitimate defence in the full respect of international humanitarian law. We shall continue to recall the fact that the respect of international humanitarian law binds Israel. And we have continued to assert that the only solution is a two-state solution in line of international law, which can lead to fair and durable peace for Israelis and Palestinians. And today our priority is an immediate ceasefire, and the President of the French Republic has welcomed the unceasing work of the partners in Qatar, Egypt and the United States with a view to achieving a ceasefire and to free the hostages. And French authorities shall work with all parties to avoid an escalation and shall spare no effort to reduce tension and to find a way towards stability. The French and British ministers of foreign affairs have been in the region for a few days now, and France's called upon Iran and its allies to abstain from attacks which can aggravate regional tension and compromise the possibility to achieve a ceasefire and the freedom of the hostages. President, this conference, as all other disarmament bodies, should not ignore the security context, which is a degraded one, and this is the context in which our work is taking place. We must do everything within our power to fulfil our mandate. France, together with Germany, as the ambassador of Germany has just stated, worked intensively throughout our two presidencies to support UNODIR, to breathe new life into the work of this CD. Stress was placed on bolstering continuity, not only taking account of previous work completed in the past, but also looking to the future to reduce time spent negotiating a programme of work, but also working with the presidencies, the P6 plus 2, because coordination is vital there. the recommendations following the Montreux retreat in June 2023 remain valid today. We would hope that the progress achieved this year, seeking continuity of our work in 2025, could be reflected in the final report of this conference. And with a view to this, we shall, of course, contribute to negotiating the final report that you submit to us, and we support your efforts along these lines. I would also like to welcome the presence with us of the young high school students, Peace Messengers. France supports all initiatives for education and research in the disarmament sector. We would very much hope that these programmes could be as inclusive as possible and to contribute to creating a common strategic culture. And so their presence with us is very welcome indeed.